The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Allowing the body to settle. And allowing the mind to settle. Feeling like most of our experience is constructed. For example, sitting now and opening, settling with the experience, the sensations of the body sitting. Training the mind to connect, training the mind to sustain this simple presence with the bodily sensations. You can notice how the feeling tone that arises with the sensations that we're feeling or knowing, the feeling tone changes according to the quality of attention or the view of the mind, the way the mind relates to the sensations. So, for example, if we tune in to places in the body that are tight and therefore unpleasant, initially at least, the unpleasantness of the tightness becomes something different as we become more and more mindful of the tension in the neck, in the back, in the knee, wherever it might be. So tonight in the sit, paying particular attention to the unpleasant, the pleasant, and the neutral experiences, as we take this opportunity to become more mindfully aware and seeing that shift from a worldly feeling to an unworldly feeling, a feeling that arises with renunciation or with non-attachment, non-identification with the experience. In a way, we can practice recognizing both worlds, the world of feeling tone with attachment that arises with attachment or with identification, or the feeling tone that arises through our ordinary view of good and bad, what I like, what I don't like, and versus the feeling tone that arises when the mind is not grasping, not attached, not identified with the sensations or the experience that's coming and going. So for most of us, this will be be most apparent when we bring the attention to unpleasant sensations. So we can start there. Scanning through the body and mind, noticing what's unpleasant. Practice bringing a very pure, clear, intimate, mindful awareness. And noticing the effect on the feeling tone, how it feels. Remember, we're not trying to change the feeling tone. Instead, we're just opening or being mindful. Allowing the experience to be what it is. Being intimate. So in other words, we're, in moments at least, we're noticing what the experience is like, what the feeling tone is, when there's mindful awareness of pain, mental pain, physical pain. Note the difference when there is a subtle or not so subtle struggle, so not yet really mindful of the experience. And when the mindfulness becomes stronger and the struggling to fix or make the experience different or to get away from it. So when the mindfulness stabilizes more pure, then notice that shift and feeling tone. And then taking the time when you're ready to notice pleasant sensation. Of course, it's here, but it may be more challenging. We're just not as much in the habit to recognize what's pleasant. It could be a sense of vibration, lightness, feeling the light breeze against the skin might be subtly at least pleasant. Or just the warm feeling of being in the room, the thought of being in the room with others that you like. And in the same way, whenever you notice something that's pleasant, even if it's just a mildly pleasant experience, then allow the mindfulness to stabilize a simple, pure, mirror-like awareness of that pleasant experience. And notice if the feeling tone shifts at all as the mindfulness becomes more stable, more clear. Be persistent. It's not asking too much for the knowing mind to recognize ordinary experience of pleasure, pleasantness. And then for a period of time, tuning in, allow the mindfulness to stabilize real interest, patience, and attune to the feeling tone of being with that pleasant experience, and notice the shift or transformation, if any. For example, it might be just a subtle smile, subtle lightness of the heart or lightness of the mind that's pleasant, or the sense of calm or the sense of stillness might be experienced as pleasant. The relative simplicity of the moment might be experienced as pleasant. And then practice being intimate with whatever pleasant experience becomes clear. Or you might take up the theme of contentedness, being relatively content just to sit here. And notice that pleasantness of that. Yeah, we'll take a little time now noticing what, at least on the surface, appears to be neutral. The pleasantness of it or the unpleasantness of it isn't clear, so we call it neutral. Like, for example, the sound in the room now, for some might seem neutral. It can be challenging to keep a neutral experience in mind. Keep remembering it's like this. Or the sense of vibration in the body might be experienced as neutral. The clothes touching the skin. But being interested, specifically interested in the neutrality of these sensations. neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And just notice what happens when we pay close attention to neutral experience in a relaxed way. And for the last couple of minutes, sitting right in the middle, sensing the body, aware of the activity of the mind. And every object of experience that comes and goes, comes with a feeling tone. Another way of saying this is every sense experience, every thought arises with a charge, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. So we're noticing, we're learning at least, to notice how the mind relates to that charge that comes with each sense experience. In a sense, is the mind pushed around by the charge, the feeling tone? Or is it possible for the mind to remain unmoved, intimate, but unmoved? And then, of course, the question is, what does that non-reactivity feel like? The not being moved. Does that have a feeling tone? What's that like?
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.